Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line to help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awake and let go. Come into the
Welcome to week 245 of the Gold Ring Healing Fountain Show. This is Jan Christie speaking to you from United Kingdom, and a great big cosmic kiss, mwah, to everyone out there. And it's great to have our special guest back today. It's Kelly Coulter. She's going to be doing some card readings and taking some callers in a little while. But before we bring her on, I'm just going to mention that I'm going to play a lovely new song by my nephew, Simon Pollitt. He has a studio down there in London, and he's written this song after a lady called Adeline Daly wrote a book called Behind Closed Doors. Here's a link to that if anybody wants to have a look at that. And she was a carer who blew the whistle on abuse going on behind the doors of care homes. And it's a sort of a thing after my own heart there, because I'm always on Facebook signing petitions about injustices and things going on in the world. And Simon went to meet her and wrote the song, and a beautiful young lady called Chantal Bailey sang it, and I think it's one of the best songs I've heard in a long time. See what you think. I'm going to give it a spin right now. Behind closed doors.
I saw it in her eyes, the suffering and the pain she was in. She was all alone, isolated by this home where they drag all souls behind, all behind those care home doors. Will the whistles blow? Will they sound when the care is known?
It's a beautiful song written and produced by Simon Pollitt and sung by the lovely Chantelle Bailey. And what a lovely voice she has as well. Fantastic. And it is out on iTunes now as from the 17th of June. So just check it out behind closed doors. Okay. Well, this is a Trans World co-creation. We usually have callers calling from all over the world, Singapore and Brazil and everywhere. And we normally, at this point of the show, go over to meet up with Gary Moore in Oregon, but Gary's traveling at the moment, so he won't be able to join us today. But we're going to bring on the air, I was going to say on stage. You can tell I used to be a compere, can't you? We're going to bring on air the lovely Kelly Coulter. Are you there, Kelly?
I am. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. How are you?
Pretty good. That was a beautiful song. And he just wrote that, like, how long ago? Like, not long ago?
No, a couple of months ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And, get out there and buy it. I'm going to go and get a copy. Right. Okay, cool. So, Kelly, you're going to you've got some brilliant information for us today, haven't you? You've been reading up on Greg Braden, and you've been, looking up all about solar flares, which we've had quite a few lately. But, I mean, it was the summer solstice, when I get the right teeth in, I'll say it.
Yeah, on the 21st.
Yes, on the 21st. And I believe that at Stonehenge there were 37,000 people celebrating it.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I normally...
I didn't know the area was that big. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes, it is. It is quite big.
Stacked on.
I normally go down to the smaller one, which is at Avebury, the stone circle there. And I've always enjoyed that. But I think it's really strange that the sun rises every morning without ceremony. But if you go to the summer solstice and you're waiting for the sun to come up on the morning of the summer solstice, everybody applauds as soon as it peeps its head over the hill. And I always think that's really strange because it does it every morning.
I know.
But it is lovely once in a while to celebrate that because where would we be without the sun? We wouldn't be here, would we?
It'd be a pretty dark world.
It would be a pretty dark world. So, and I think that's all I was going to mention just at the minute. So, without further ado, you're going to tell us about Greg Braden, aren't you?
A little bit. It's like, you know, I got to realizing it's like as you were speaking, it's like I'm sitting here thinking, you know, the healing thing hit me, and I was let's just say this spirit moved me. It's like, yes, I want to talk a little bit about some of the things that he has to say, especially as regards you know, like the alternate timelines, the parallel universes, you know, that kind of stuff. But in terms of healing and what can we do in our own lives, you know, for healing stuff. And I think, have you had Laura Perratt on the show?
Next week.
Next week. Oh, yes. You are in for a treat. You are in for a major treat. She is amazing. So, okay, I won't spoil that then. Oh, goodness. Just, you know, we have so many things happening and so many people, I mean, because we get quite a few, I mean, I'm on a few other, different shows and stuff. And there's always calls in. We can kind of monitor either celestially how things are going along because people will call in, I mean, and I'm going to say starting back in like April. April was that they had the lunar eclipse. And then, you know, a couple weeks later, there was a solar eclipse that if you were in Australia and down in Antarctica, you know, you could actually see it.
Mm-hmm.
And then people were having just all kinds of different experiences. People, I'm going to pick on a couple of them who shall remain nameless, but people, it seems, with trigeminal neuralgia were having issues, you know, it's like with the energies coming in. And then people, we had this whole moment where people were like, I call it being in the squirrel cage, where they were so revved up, it's like people were not sleeping at night, you know, they're getting by, it's like, oh man, you know, we're laying down, we're insomniacs, you know, we can't sleep, you know, more than 3 or 4 hours a night. And it's like, oh, and okay, that went on for about, I don't know, you know, 10 days, more or less, you know.
It's still going on in my bed.
Well, and then the reverse happened. After that first batch of energy, you know, it was there. Then all of a sudden people, the next 10 days, we're calling going, man, we can't wake up. We went from being in the squirrel cage to now we're in the hibernation cave. They were like, you know, went from being squirrels in the cage to bears. And hibernating, it's like, wow. You know, but we just seen all these things happening. There's other people I talk to, like you say, too, and it's like the planet is being bombarded with different types of vibrations. And the whole idea is, I'm going to say they, whoever they may be, are trying to tune us up. Some of the things that I've looked at in terms of like our DNA, and there's a difference between, you know, of course, we have a health vibration, you know, that goes along, and we either are in ease, you know, ease, which is like health, or we are in dis-ease. So it's like, you know, we strive to keep our vibrations and how, you know, the sine waves. Anybody who's been in a, you know, math or science class, you know, the sine waves, they go up and down. So our DNA, getting to our DNA bit here. I think some of the scientific stuff I've read is we have actually, I think they said something like 64 sets of chromosomes or, you know, 64 something or others that can be activated within our DNA. Right now we're only operating on about 21 of them. And the interesting thing is that the vibration of fear has what's called a long and slow vibration. It's like, in other words, it looks like a drawn out line, like a river, just kind of like, you know, waving along. It's like it's not real, you know, not real close together. And the love vibration, on the other hand, is really fast. It looks almost like a zigzag, you know, when you zigzag on your machine, you know, like a sewing machine. Yeah. It's like really fast and together. So when people are operating in a fear vibration, they are activating less of their DNA versus when people are experiencing that raising, the, you know, the frequency tune-up, and it's like, you know, vibrating on a higher level or a faster level, we have more of our DNA. It interacts. It shows how it, you know, kind of went through our DNA, and it activates more of our DNA structure and more of our DNA pairs and cells and all that stuff. So I don't know if you remember back also to James Redfield. It's like he wrote the Cell Scene Prophecy. Wow, I'm going to say back in the 90s. I'm thinking I was going over that with my first group of kids, and I say group because I have five children totally. The older three, my oldest one just turned 30 like a week or so ago. So we're talking about 20 years ago when I was, you know, thinking of the James Redfield stuff. And we were listening to that together and about, you know, the coincidences and this and that. I mean, he wrote that story as a story, but it was to illustrate, you know, how things could be. Yeah. And perhaps what had happened to either some of the ancient civilizations, like maybe they literally, you know, like vibrated into another, you know, dimension, something like that. And if for anybody who's like a Star Trek fan there, I'm talking the old Star Treks with Captain Kirk, you know, Mr. Spock and all those. Yeah. Right, I know. But, you know, there was one of the episodes where the people on the starship were experiencing things like buzzing flies. And what it was is there was people in a different dimension or a different vibration. Their vibration was so fast that they appeared as flies, you know, to the regular people.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm kind of going, you know, Redfield kind of touched on that too. So it's like, I kind of wonder, you know, I mean, I'm just kind of throwing this out there for anybody who wants to comment. If what we're going through is as we raise our vibration, are we also indeed, you know, doing as, and this goes back to Greg now with what he has to say about, you know, time warps and timelines and all this, as we get to a faster vibration, are we stepping over into one of those lines, if you can think of maybe our universes or parallel timelines, like a track, like, you know, like when people like run around a track meet, there's like eight lanes there, okay? Mm-hmm. So if you're going along maybe on the longer track, okay, let's say you're on the outside one, and then you get faster, you step up, you know, and you change lanes and you go into, you know, like the shorter lanes toward the inside. So we may all be experiencing these, you know, like stepovers or step intos. And he talks about it as, it's his book called, The Isaiah Effect. And it's, he published that, oh golly, back in, I want to say 2000. So it's been out for a while, you know, this is, 2014. But there's still a lot of information there that people, I'll say the mainstream, are just now discovering. You know, and it's like I feel kind of like sometimes that we're, you know, Jeannie looks like, you know, shows at her like this. It's like we're out here kind of in the spearhead and people kind of go, oh, you guys are wacky and weird, you know, and this kind of stuff and whatever. But as the rest of the bell curve of the population is starting to catch up with us, they're all starting to have these revelations and going, wow, you guys weren't as goofy as we thought you were, you know? I mean, it's funny because I'm hearing more of that. It's like, wow, we just discovered, and I'll kind of look at them and go, wow, really? And then, and, you know, people just kind of look at me and go, oh, this is the kind of stuff you do, isn't it? And I went, yes, it is. Been doing this since the 80s and the 90s. It's like, thank God somebody's finally catching up. I don't say that out loud, but, you know, you go, well, thank you, God. Everybody's kind of, you know, starting to speed up a little bit.
So many are awakening now, aren't they? So I'll think twice about swatting a fly.
And I'm thinking it's I can't remember if it's Laura who said this or where I heard this from, but there's a whole thing of the word rise. It's like the word rise, or, you know, rising, that it's like it's one of those triggering words. It's like, and it's to I don't know if you saw the old Dune movie. The guy who plays Captain Jean-Luc Picard, was Patrick Stewart.
Oh, yeah.
He played Gurney Halleck in that particular, the old version of Dune. And it's like it was all about, you know, let the sleeper awaken. And that's how I kind of feel like, you know, that's happening on the planet. It's like it's been a planet that's been asleep for a while, and we're starting to rise up. We're starting to, you know, get the rising energies, and the sleepers are awakening. So it's like we are. We're starting to come into this, like, oh, my goodness, we're waking up, and look what's going on.
Definitely. Every week.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. Sorry, back to the soul fox brain. Right.
I know. Oh, well, we do have... Do you want to take a caller next, or do you want to just carry on for a few minutes?
Yeah, absolutely. We can... I will say, I'll make my disclaimer here. It's like what I do is I do cards, and they're called a variety of things. They're called the birth cards or the cards of destiny. My favorite one is somebody calls them the Atlantean cards, and I totally vibe with that simply because, I'll just say, for some of us who have had flashbacks into previous lives, I was asking once upon a time, and I said, why do I have such a connection with these cards, you know, and they're just it's our poker deck, you know, with the hearts and diamonds and spades and clubs, and what I got was this whole... I don't know. I'll say I get movies with no sound. I get the, you know, I get the old, what are they called, silent film movies. But it showed pictures, and I was like, well, okay, I will acknowledge that, yes, whatever part of me remembers being, you know, Atlantean. It's like, and I helped actually develop those cards way back when. They've made a lot of transitions coming through the centuries, but they still have a lot of what's there because it was all mathematical. So
yeah, and if you read anything for a listener or a caller, if anyone else can identify with it, the message was meant for them as well. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what I do need is, when people call, is if you'll give me your month and the day you were born, and then if you'll please not make me do the math. It's like, you know, a lot of people give me the birth year, and I go, wait a minute, how old are you? Because what I need to know is how old you currently are in the cycle that you're in. So, you know, if you not make me do math today, it's like, just give me a month and day and your current age. It'd be awesome.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll just give them the calling number. And it's 646-929-0461. And if you're calling from outside the United States, it's 001-646-929-0461. So I'll take the first caller now, and we'll just see who's got on the line on 631 area code. You're live on air with Kelly Coulter. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
Suzanne, Long Island.
Hi, Suzanne.
Long Island, okay.
Mm. So, have you got your birth date handy? Well, how old are you now, and what month were you born in, please?
October 5th, and I'm 53.
Right.
October 5th and 53. Okay. You're a four of diamonds, and your planetary ruling card is an eight of hearts. Let's see. And before I launch into a major litany here about who you are and what you are, just, do you have any specific question you wanted answered, or you just kind of want a general reading?
Well, what do you do with love life?
Love life. Okay, that is always a popular one. All right. Well, let's have a look. See here, and see what is coming up for you. And let's see, October. Wait a minute.
Just back off your mic a little bit, please, Kelly, because you've got a buzz on.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Is that better? Okay.
Yes.
There we go.
Yeah.
Better now. Okay. There we go. Okay. What did I just say there? There we go. October 5th. Okay. 4 and 8. Okay. Oops. Ah. There we go. Ah, sorry about that. Alarms go off. Okay. So for this year, for your year-long, because you have five cards that influence, you know, what's going on for the entire year. And your major one, the long range, is a seven of spades, which sevens are generically called the cards of faith, you know, like have a little faith and, you know, whatever comes to you here. So with it being a spade, it's about actually job, career, health, you know, all those kind of things that you're kind of like, okay, it's not a lot about the love life there. But let's see what some of the other ones are. You've got a Pluto and result card. They're red as a pair. And again, here we go. Your challenge is a King of Diamonds, which is the businessman's card. But the result, ironically, is a Seven of Hearts, which is that, again, it's a seven with the faith. And it's, you know, having faith with relationships and knowing that relationship and love is going to come to you. You've got an environmental card of Five of Diamonds, which five is the real restless energy. And it's like those are the ones where if you were ever thinking of, you know, geographically relocating, that's kind of that, you know, that type of restless energy. With it being in spades, or excuse me, with diamonds, diamonds are not only about our finances, but they're also about our values. So it's, you know, you can find yourself learning new things, you know, wanting to learn new things, really kind of, I'll say, weeding out your garden, you know, kind of going through things and going, you know, what am I getting rid of? You know, what doesn't fit anymore? What does? You know, what new is coming in? And then the really interesting one here is you have a Queen of Hearts as your displacement card, and the Queen of Hearts is known as the major marriage card. So it makes a sense, you know, sense to me why, you know, this is your love and romance is on your mind this year, because that's one of the yearly cards also. Just kind of seeing where you're at here, and what I am going to do is I'll kind of give you the each one of these planets, they, it's like I say, it's a mathematical configuration, and it stays in there for 52 days. So where you're at, you started in Mercury. You had Mercury there for 52 days starting October 5th, okay? It switched to Venus for 52 days November 26th. Mars came in January 18th. Jupiter started March 11th. And let's see, Saturn, oh, you just got done with Saturn, or you're just finishing up with that, because Saturn started May 3rd, and it goes, actually, today's your last day in Saturn, probably, you know, the thank you God moment, especially since Saturn is actually in retrograde right now, and Saturn actually doesn't go out of retrograde until July 20th, but yeah, it's been impacting. Now, tomorrow, or let's see, tomorrow, today's the 23rd, forgive me, there we go, June 23rd, you start the Uranian time frame. So you're actually starting the Uranus time frame of your year, and then it'll end up with Neptune as the last one, which will begin August 14th and take you to your birthday. So let's look and just see where you're at in terms of the Uranian and the Neptune time frame for the balance of your year. Wow, okay, you've got a Four of Hearts, and you've got the Six of Clubs in Uranus. Now, Four of Hearts is also called the Lesser Marriage card. So this is I can understand that, really wanting to have that stability in a relationship or looking for that. Six is also about finding, you know, kind of the fact-finding. It's like, what am I going to be doing, you know, this is the first day of the rest of my life, you know, type of thing. But it's really been about finding out what you're here for, what you're going to be doing. Clubs are the scholars of the deck, and they're also the communicators. So it's like somehow or other working together, and this is going to be going on for the next, you know, 52 days for you here, is looking at that stability and loving relationships. You're going to be doing a lot of communicating. You're going to be finding out kind of where you want to be, what you want to do. And it's kind of good. It's really a good combination, because as you're finding out what you want to do on this planet, you're also going to be drawing in somebody of a newer and I'll say higher vibration, maybe, who would not, you know, if you had somebody in either a lower or an older vibration, it might actually restrict you from where you need to be going and what you need to be doing. What I'm seeing here in Neptune, you've also got a Five of Spades coming up in Neptune, and that was now August, that's middle of August 14th, I believe. That's the card of the Wanderer. So there may be something, you know, and Uranus is also the unexpected, you know, the double lightning bolt. So you may have something unexpected going to be happening the next 52 days, which is, you know, summer's a wonderful time for those kind of things to happen, because you're going to be out your, you know, your own door more often. And I'm just going to, I don't know. Do you live someplace like near a beach, or are you going to be vacationing someplace,
I do.
Near water?
Well, Long Island, yeah.
It was really funny because they kept showing me the beach, and I'm going, this isn't going to work. She's not on water. Okay. You know, so I'm like, maybe you're going to find something, you know, somebody, a like-minded person out on the beach, or, you know, something like that, somebody who's kind of in tune with things. And really, I can see, it's like seeing you walk along the beach with your bare feet, like in the water, and it's releasing old things and allowing new things to come in. So it's going to be, I'm just going to say it's going to be a good summer, but spend some of your time at the beach and, you know, getting kind of rid of the toxins. There was somebody just heard, I believe it was last week, Ron Coles is an astrologer on another show, and he was actually talking about that in terms of healing, is our feet are wonderful releasers, and especially if you can get to some place where they're in water or you're on the, you know, barefoot on the grass, you know, that kind of stuff, you can release a lot of the energies that tend to stick in your body. You know, out through your feet and out to either, you know, the water, the land, you know, whatever. And it's like, and it does a cleansing. And then you can go finish doing the cleansing at night, you know, when you take a shower, we do what's called a power shower. So you're not just cleaning the body, but you're also cleaning your aura field. And you're, you know, cleansing everything from the day and literally letting it go down the drain. So I don't know. I would just say, you know, based on what I'm seeing here, you've got a lot of things, you know, still coming at the end of the year. And then, of course, wow. Now, next year, as you start your 54th year, it's like, and I will say, you know, please call back after your birthday, because you've actually got the King of Diamonds as your long-range card. So it's like, I'm gonna take a wild guess in the dark. There we go. Just kind of saying that probably next year you're really going to be focused on financial things, but it's like, because you've got that King of Diamonds also as your Pluto card this year, and it's tied with that Seven of Hearts, I'm going to say probably something along the line of, if you're in either into business for yourself, you know, if you're not yet, you might want to be, or you might be meeting somebody who is a business person, and it's like, and there's going to be either something with business or relationship there. So hope that
helps.
That's what I got for the moment.
Wow.
All right. Thank you so much.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Lovely reading. Thank you for your call, Suzanne, and good luck.
Okay,
and next time Kelly's on, call us back and let us know you went on.
Yeah,
thank you.
Absolutely. We always like the follow-up. It's like, how did it go, and how has your summer been?
We're always really
interested. So you do see me meeting somebody in the summer?
You know, and like I say, that, you know, when you ask that, it's like I kept seeing the beach. I literally kept seeing the beach. It's like they all they showed me was like you walking. I mean, all I could see was your feet. It's like you're walking along barefoot on the beach, a little bit in the sand, a little bit in the water. You're kind of like, you know, playing in the waves or something, you know, just kind of going in and out. But it's like it feels like there's somebody there, or you're going to meet somebody that has, whether that's the person themselves or whether they actually know the person. It's like it might be one of those, you might meet the person or you might meet their, I don't know, aunt or sister or somebody who says, oh, I've got a really great brother, you know, nephew, somebody or other who, you know, you guys ought to get together, something like that. So it might not be the person themselves, but it might be someone who leads you to that connection. Does that make sense?
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Suzanne.
All righty.
Lovely to hear from you. Okay. So we'll turn Suzanne back on mute. And are you ready to take another caller?
I am.
Okay, so we've got area code 661. Been waiting half an hour. So could you tell us your name and where you're calling from, please? 661.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Jen?
Hiya. Is that Jumpy?
Hi, Jumpy.
Jumpy from Brazil.
Hello.
The only man in
Brazil
who's not watching the football.
No. I am
and
the only Brazilian who does not like football. I've been born in that course. For me, the times of football, I like what am I going to do now?
So, you're here because you don't like football, but we don't mind whatever reason you come for, it's okay. Do you have a question for Al Kelly?
No, not a question. I'd like to ask if I'm going on the right path on my way, on my life, which is a kind of peculiar path, but it's I believe it's very worthy. And that's all.
And you were born in December, weren't you, Jumpy?
I was born on December 21st, 1969.
And how old are you now? Work it out for
44.
Us.
44.
44.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
oh, wow. Okay. Well, yeah, I was going to say, a couple things there. December 31st is technically the only card we don't read with the system because it's called the Joker.
No, the 21st.
Oh, 21st.
Sorry.
Oh,
yeah.
21st. Okay, I thought he said 31st. Okay. All righty. In that case, that makes a big difference. Okay, he's a 10 of hearts. And then it does show that he's a cusp date, so, and I have not yet got this where I can work this out, but depending on whether he is Sagittarian or Capricorn, if he's Sagittarian, he's got an Ace of Diamonds backing him up, or if he's Capricorn, he'd have the Queen of Diamonds. So I'm not sure, if he knows which astrological sign he is, I can give him that, but we can do a lot with just knowing the 10.
What are you jumping?
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I have both my rising sign and ascendant on the cusp between Sagittarius and Capricorn. I'm a close degree.
Sagittarius. Okay. So that is the Ace of Diamonds. Okay. The other thing that's really exciting is the fact that you're 44 this year, because that's called the pre-birth year. This is the year when it's like you're tuning up, you're getting ready, for 45. But it's also a year where it's going to feel like literally, I don't know if you've never been to London or, seen pictures of the London fog. That's kind of what the 44th year is about. Now, this is really cool because on your 44th year, you have the King of Spades as your long-range card, which this is really... it's a year where, you're the captain of your own ship, so it's like you're the captain of your own ship sailing in the fog, okay? But it's really a year where you are taking control of what where you want to do, where you want to go, what you want to do. It's really setting your goals and charting your own course and saying, okay, these are the things that I want to accomplish. And you're getting yourself set up so when, next year comes around, 45 comes around, you are going to just be able to literally, sail and go with whatever it is that you're working on. Okay, I'm gonna look at a couple other things here and just kind of give you the dates here. And it's like, and these, you can always come back to archives and get these, because I don't expect people to write these this fast. But as so you started your Mercury time. On your birthday, that's it's your individual time. So that was 12/21. Your Venus time frame started February 12th. The Mars time frame for you started April 5th. And then you started Jupiter, which is your blessed time of the year. That's what you're in right now. That started May 27th, and that'll go all the way up to July 17th. Now, July 18th starts your Saturn time, and then the Uranian time starts... that would be September. There we go, September 8th. And then the Neptune time starts October 30th. So right now you're in your blessed time of year. You've been there for not quite a month. So let's look and see what Jupiter is doing for you at the moment. Let's see here. In Jupiter. Okay, you've got, you've had a lot of things. I'm going to say you probably had relationship and love on the mind because... Right first thing out of that.
Sorry, would you repeat? I probably what?
Oh.
I didn't get it.
Okay, I'm going to say you might possibly have had relationships, a lot on the mind. Because you had this, you had a Jack of Hearts and a Spirit of Hearts in Mercury. You've had the Queen of Hearts marriage card combined with the Jack of Spades in Venus. You've got the King of Hearts with the Six of Spades in Mars, and you've got the Two of Hearts with the Queen of Diamonds in Jupiter. I'm going to say anything with diamonds in Jupiter is really good because Jupiter is the expansion time. It's the blessed time of our year. And this would be the Queens, though, they're about getting self-mastery of your finances. It's also about finding new things. Okay? It's also about value. So you might be finding, new things that you value or, if it's from a spiritual perspective, okay, if that makes sense. There's also, with that Two of Hearts, it's wanting to be in a relationship. It's like, wanting to be in a partnership with someone for something, I'll say, that you love. And it's like, because the hearts are so much more than just a relationship with another person. A lot of times, you could be... in partnership with, say, a publisher, if you're writing a book that you love, or, you know, if you're, love your dog, yes, okay.
I love that dog,
yes, I do. You know, but it's the things that you love in life. Go ahead.
Sorry?
Yeah, go ahead.
I love my dog. I love many people. People, dogs,
right.
Whatever.
There you go. And you know, and the fact that you're, you know, you're a Ten of Hearts, it's like, I'll say generically, the people who are the Ten of Hearts, you have either a big family around you, or you have a lot of friends. You have, I'll say, probably a minimum of 10 good solid friends or people, you know, I'll say, who would have your back.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's your social circle.
Cool.
So it's like,
But it's funny because I don't have my real social circle. I'm dealing with a difficult period with my family, but I do have lots and lots of support on the several social networks I'm part of, and
right.
I do have received a lot from all over the universe.
Well, there you go. Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. We also got, and then you've got, starting with the Saturn time. I'm just going to kind of give you the, you know, the overview here for the year. You've got a Two of Clubs and a Five of Diamonds in the Saturn time. So it's like, five can be a little problematical in Saturn simply because they're kind of a speed bump, you know. But it's like, it's going to give you some really restless energy, maybe for, you know, for either for the values or the finances, and it's going to really kind of be making you want to like break out and do something different, do something new. With that Two of Clubs is the, it's called the conversation card, but it can also be called the argumentative card. So just be careful when you're in the Saturn time frame that you don't get into arguments with people. Okay, it's like really try to keep the water, so to speak. In the Uranian time frame, you've got a Three of Clubs and a Jack of Clubs. And again, the clubs are the scholars of the deck. They're about communication. So it, you know, just kind of looks like you're going to be doing a lot of communicating, and in an unusual way. You know, threes are very creative. Jacks are highly creative. So you're going to have a lot of creative energies going with that Uranian time frame. And that's the time I'll say, you know, get like a notebook or something and write down your ideas, because you're going to have such high creativity at that time. You know, it's like, even if you think, I mean, if your logical mind goes, oh, that sounds silly, or, you know, that could never work, it's like, write it down anyway and put a date on it, because you will be surprised sometimes that, you know, science fiction of today is science fact of tomorrow. So when you have, you know, what might seem to be harebrained ideas, write them down anyway, because you never know what technology is going to take us to, you know. I mean, here you are.
Yeah.
I'm in the United States. Geez, in the United Kingdom, and you're in Brazil, and it's like, and we're having a three-way conversation. So, you know, things can happen.
Amazing.
Yeah, right.
In Neptune, I was going to say, you got one more here. The last planet, Neptune. You've got a Four of Clubs in Neptune, which fours are about stability. And again, so that's going to be really looking for stability. Either you might find yourself, if you're not actually going back to school for, you know, some kind of education for yourself, you might find yourself actually teaching a class or you know, like offering, almost like showed an outdoor class or something like that. It's like, you know, showing some kind of skill to people. So, you know, whether it's something that someone's offering to you or you're offering to someone, you're going to be, you know, communicating in a stable way with people during that. And that's Neptune's about your hopes and dreams, so it's like it may be something that is really, you know, like a passion for you. You've got the Pluto and Result cards. They're red as a pair. The Five of Clubs is really, again, it's a restless energy. Anytime those fives show up, they're restlessness with communicating. But the result is that Six of Clubs is really, it's a fact-finding year. It's like the, you know, they're the cards of fate and karma. And it's about finding what you're going to be doing with your communication. You've got a Jack of Clubs, as I'm sitting here going, man, I've never seen so many clubs and, you know, it's like clubs and hearts together. It's like, wow, communicating the things you love. With that Jack of Clubs with the environment, that's your blessed year. And it says where you're going to get blessings. And that's also repeated there. That was in the Uranian card. And then you've got that Five of Spades hanging out there. And it's that restless energy. It's that card of the Wanderer. So it's like, you know, somewhere you might find yourself, you know, wandering, traveling a little bit, you know, something like that. But a lot of this, what you're going to be doing this year is preparing you for your 45th year, which is your rebirth year. And that's the place where The rebirth year is when your cards all show back up in the same spot, same place that they were when you were born, except the difference is you've got 45 years worth of learning on this planet, and it's like it literally is your opportunity to tune it up for the next 45 years, because these go in like a huge 45-year cycle. So lots of stuff going on.
Wow, 45-year cycle.
Yeah.
Well, you know what you were, you know what you were saying about scattered energies, Kelly? Jumpy emailed me the other day to say that he didn't know whether it was ascending or dying. So could that have been what Jumpy was suffering from, the scattered energies?
Yeah, and that, and like, you know, like the solar flares, it's like we found out that yesterday there was some solar flares, you know, the coronal mass ejection from the sun. We had some planetary hits, you know, yesterday, and we're expecting more today. So it's like, you know, for people who are energy sensitive, it can scatter your energies. For people who are more, you know, dialed into the computers and phones and stuff, it can really play havoc with your, you know, with your computer and electronical things, you know, phones and that kind of stuff. And we're also currently having a Mercury retrograde on top of the Saturn retrograde right now. So, it's really been a ride, okay? So does that make any sense to you?
Yes, entirely. Entirely. And I used to be an astrologer, so I do understand when you say Mercury and Saturn and so on. And thank you very much.
Thank you for your call, Jumpy. Thank you.
And I love you all.
Back on mute. Oh, we love you too, Jumpy. And,
I love you. Are you there, Gary?
No, he's not here today. Yeah. He's not here today.
I'm not here.
Jumpy.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Okay, then.
So thank you all.
See you soon. Call back soon, Jumpy.
But I will as soon as often as I can.
Okay.
Bye-bye, my dear friends.
Bye.
But I love you. Bye.
We love you too. Okay, then, we're putting Jumpy on mute. And do you want to take another caller now, or would you like to take a music break or a comfort break?
Yeah,
or?
I was going to say I'm good with taking callers. So it's like unless you want to do music, it's like I'm all good.
No, it's fine.
That's what I love about these. I can flip the cards up, man.
We'll take the next caller. And they're from the area code 229. Hello, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, yes, my name is Melvin. I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Melly, is that you, Melly, in the chat room?
No, Melvin.
No,
this is Melvin.
Melvin.
All right,
Melvin.
Okay. I thought maybe Melly was short for Melvin. All right, then, welcome to the show. You're live on air.
Okay, yes.
What's your date of birth? What's your month of birth?
September the 10th.
September.
And I'm 53 years old.
Yeah. You're 53 now.
53, okay.
Okay.
All right, September 10th. All righty, you are an ace of diamonds, and you've got a queen of diamonds as your planetary ruler. Okay, so let's have a look and see what's going on for you this year. I was going to say, ace of diamonds, people, they're always, just speaking from the fact that I have my oldest son who just turned 30 is also an ace of diamonds. So it's like very highly creative people. And you guys are always looking for new ways to do things, for sure. And generically as a card, it's a desire for money and beginning of new ways to make money. So that's kind of theme. It seems to be, I'll just say, you know, like your life theme, if you will. Okay. Let's see. And this particular year, what is going on for you? Let's see here. I'm going to look and see where you're at in your year. Let's see. September. Come on. Here we go. Okay, wow, you've been through quite a bit so far here, okay, because your Mercury time frame, of course, started, you know, when you were born. Venus time frame was November 1st. Mars time frame started December 23rd, and this will be true for every year. Your Jupiter time frame, that's going to be an easy one. That started on Valentine's Day on February 14th. Your Saturn time frame started April 7th, and thank goodness you are actually through that. You're into your Uranian time frame, which started May 29th. So it's been going, you know, again, just a little bit over a month here. And then very last of all, not least, will be your Neptune time, which will begin July 20th, which is the same day that Saturn goes out of retrograde. So let's just take a look real quick and see where you're at, what's going on. And for you this year, 53, you've got the King of Diamonds as your planetary, as the long-range card. There we go. So that's, you know, really, that's the businessman's card. It's a year when you're going to be thinking a lot about finances and about mastering finances for yourself. With that Uranian time frame, you've got a lot of power happening right now for you. You've got an Eight of Clubs, which is one of the eights are like the power cards of the deck. So this is all about communication. It's about, you know, your scholarship. If it's, you know, learning new things, you know, you're never. I know they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks, but that's really, they've discovered that's not true. You can go back to college or back to school or, you know, weekend seminar things at any age. And you've got a Five of Clubs there also. So that's, you got some restless energy going on. The other thing with that Eight of Clubs is it's known as one of the most psychic cards in the deck. It's, you know, I'll say this will be a time when it's like, listen to your intuition, listen to your gut, listen to your hunches, because I'm going to say that you're waking up really and truly. It's like you've got a lot of inner guidance, okay? It's like whether it's prayer, whether it's, you know, whatever it is, you might be one of those people that, you know, not just from the inner guidance, but you might get what I call angel messages. You know, it's like you have, it feels like you're having conversations sometimes with yourself, but really not with yourself so much. That Neptune time, that is the Five of Clubs also. So it's like you've got the Five of Clubs doubled, where it's really, you're going to be having that restless energy for, you know, from now until your birthday. And just depends on what you want to do with it. It's, you know, you might feel like traveling. You might feel like, you know, if you had the bug to move or whatever, you know, I'm going to say now would probably be the time to do it, because Neptune is also about, seems to be about traveling and about, you know, relocating, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's like whether you're relocating your furniture in your living room or whether, you know, you're relocating, I'll say, your mind. Sometimes when we change our mind, we change how the outer world appears to us. You know, it's like when you change your mind, your outer world shifts to reflect that.
Mm.
You've also got, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that Melly has dropped off.
Okay.
Off the line, off air. So whether he's still in the chat room and can still hear what you're saying, or whether he's on the radio listening and can hear what you're saying, I'm not quite sure. But
it'll be in archives. It'll be in archives for him. So if he comes back in, it's like it'll be there. He can at least come back in and get that.
Yeah. Okay then. So we'll take the next caller. Sorry about that, Melly. I don't know what happened. Just lost a connection somewhere.
Uh-oh.
So, sorry about that. And so we'll take area code 615, who's been waiting for 35 minutes. So,
hello.
You're live on air. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Eileen from Tennessee.
Eileen from Tennessee. And what month is your birthday in, Eileen?
May 13th, and I am 57.
57.
Okay. All righty. Yours is the Six of Diamonds, and you've also got a Ten of Hearts as your planetary ruling card. Six of Diamonds, people, that's this. I'll say that a lot of your life will have felt like, you know, it almost feels like, you know, somebody laid out a path or a course for you, and you've just kind of been on it, and you're going, you know, can I jump ship sometime and just, you know, walk my own path? But there really seems to be a lot of things that come across as like, wow, no matter what I try to do, it's like I seem to have to go to this, you know, river and cross this bridge or whatever. It just seems like, you know, there's been a lot of things where it's just, you know, you felt like compelled or, you know, like, man, I'm just being led along and I have to do this. But that's the Fated cards. And it's like that's a lot of times, and this with that diamond, you learn a lot of lessons, I'll say, through finances. But the deeper message is about your values. You were really here to discover what's important to you and to try to go ahead and, you know, walk your own path and walk to the beat of your own drummer, which, like I say, that's hard to do when you have a Six of Diamonds or have, you know, any of the sixes as your card, because, it, you know, there just seems like you come to this planet with a mission. I'm going, yeah, mm-hmm. Think of the old, you know, Mission Impossible, you know, da-da-da-da. Okay, let's see what's going on for you. This one you've got for this year, 57th year, you've got the Queen of Hearts as your long-range card. So it's really, you know, I mean, and I know it's a marriage card, but if you're already happily married, I'm going to say, no, you're not going to be getting a new spouse or, you know, things like that. But it might just be, you know, if you're happily in a relationship, it's, you know, it's going to be like a rekindling, or it's like, you know, new ways of communicating with your spouse, or just, you know, times that you have together that are more fun, or it's like, you know, it's kind of like rekindling the love you had with your youth. Okay. You've got also long range. You've got a Pluto card. That's the Jack of Hearts, and you've got a result card. Is the Three of Diamonds. So very highly creative cards. You know, you've set this Jack is a challenge. You know, is your challenge card, and it's actually called the Christ card, among other things. It's like it's the card that indicates, you know, like you tend to sacrifice for people. You tend to kind of sometimes give up doing the things that, you know, you want to in favor of others. But the result of that, it's like, you know, kind of how to get through that challenge is that creativity that you've got with your values and creativity that you might have with finances. It's like, you know, you might find yourself, you know, doing like, you know, being like a home entrepreneur or something like that, or if you are into doing things where it's like, you know, you go to, my word angels took a vacation there. It's like too many images. It's like the fairs, you know, where you have like a table and it's like, you know, you do like arts and crafts, or, you know, the show on pies. Thank you guys, that was cute. You know, but where you're doing something, man, they really must like you with the home bakery stuff. They're showing peach pies and cookies and stuff. So I don't know whether
I'm a
you're
baker.
A home baker or what, but
I bake.
There you go.
Baker,
okay.
For Publix. Yeah.
I'm gonna say your stuff looks really delicious there.
Thank you.
Wow.
Can you send us a piece, please?
Yeah, indeedy. Yes,
especially peach pie.
Good. Man. Okay, you've got, as an environment card, you've got a Queen of Diamonds, and that's self-mastery in your finances, and your displacement card is also a queen. So you've got like three queens this year. It's like, boy, I'd like to be playing poker with this hand, with that Queen of Clubs. So it's really about, you know, a lot of communications, a lot with the finances, mastering, again, you know, mastering the finances with that self. And you've also got, wow, a significant number. You've got an Ace of Spades in your Venus time frame, along with the Seven of Clubs. The Ace, and I noticed that simply because the Ace is the card of transformation. So at least the Ace of Spades is. So it's like there's some, you know, transformational energies at work, you know, almost like what I call, you know, the Phoenix rising moment, where it's like, you know, the Phoenix bird, you know, burns up in its own ashes and then rises again. It, you know, gets rid of all the past stuff that's going on. And there's really a major transformation of some sort in your life happening. Okay.
Good. Yeah.
You've also got a couple nines in here where you got a Nine of Spades, you've got a Nine of Hearts. So the nines are about, you know, as one door closes, another door opens. And it's really what they show me with this is it's like tying the bows on the packages. It's like really completing things. So if you can think of it like, you know, high school graduation, it's like soul chapters that are coming to a completion. And it's either, you know, some of it is with, can be, you know, with finances, can be with, you know, with job, with career, with health. It's like kind of finishing up on maybe some health issues or some work issues, something like that. Also
job.
With the relationship, it's like there's some, okay.
I'm a boy though.
Alrighty. Say again, I'm sorry.
I'm a widow. My husband passed away 10 years ago. That's why what you said before.
You know, and I'll tell you honestly, from being there, it's like it took me about 10 years after my husband died to really, you know, want to join the world. So I'm going to say you're probably coming out, just beginning to come out of that, and kind of, you know, really actually being able to even want to interact with people. I mean, I was in a shell for a long time. I just really was.
You know,
so,
some people
so
just come right out of it. I don't know how they do it, but, yeah,
I
feel
that
now.
Yeah. So this is, you know, and this is, it might be, you know, it might be where you're going to be, like, with, like, the farmer's market, or, you know, if you have things like that, or, you know, like the trade shows, or, you know, things like that, where you're getting out, and it's really, I think you've got a really cute apron, and it's like, I think you're, you know, if you got a business card, something like that, where you can do, like, you know, the Happy Home Bakery, or something like that, they're just really showing a lot of things where you can get out and meet people. And you've
That's
also got, you've
too.
Got a...
Uh-huh.
You've got a Nine of Hearts and you've got a King of Hearts together, and that's in the Uranian time frame. Again, the Nine of Hearts, and it comes on the heels of you've got in the Saturn time, it's showing there's an Ace of Hearts and a King of Diamonds. So it's like it's showing, you know, the business time. It's like any time that there's business in Saturn, it's like you're going to work like, I think of the car wash, you know, you're going to work and work. It's like, you know, work like a dog, whatever. But it's really with that Ace of Hearts, Ace is about a new love in your life. So whether it's having, you know, the new love with the baking or, you know, joy, it's like there needs to be some new, you know, some joy in your life. And then, like I say, it's really funny because as that new life, you know, the new love comes in, or the whatever is, you know, new love in your life, there's also a tying up with the very next time is a Nine of Hearts in the Uranian time frame. And it's like, and really, so it's like you're actually, you know, finishing up like a relationship. It's like, so and it's, you know, where it's, you're getting ready, you know, like I say, to kind of close the door. Not that you ever forget that spouse, not that you ever forget
right.
them and you know, you can actually do this as an exercise. It's like set yourself down in a chair, but set an empty chair and have that talk with them, because that person on the other side, they love you so much. They don't want you to be by yourself. You know, it's like,
right.
you know, it's the old thing of, and no matter, even if you have the new spouse, it's like they're still on the other side. And it's kind of like, you know, that guiding, guarding, you know, moment where it's like he wants the best for you. Okay. Because
yes.
he really,
right.
he loved you a lot. He really did.
He does. So
that
I hope that helps
nice
you, Eileen.
Financially, I'm going to be okay though, right?
You know, I'm gonna say yes. It's like this,
uh-huh.
a lot of that's free will. You know, I mean, a lot
uh-huh.
of that whether we choose to be okay or not, and that is, you know, what I was saying with the last one. It's like it's making up your mind and saying, you know what, I'm okay. You know, like the old
uh-huh.
I'm okay, you're okay, and it's like so be, you know, set out on a positive step, and it's like, you know, if you think you're fine, and you will be.
I am. I will be.
That was
you
a lovely
so
reading, Kelly. That was
such a great reading. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your
call,
Lionel.
I'll keep in touch with you, and thank you for taking my call. And
yes,
taking
call
your
in
time
again
out
anytime.
For me. I will. Thank you.
Okay. Thank
Bye-bye.
You so much.
Thank
Bye.
You.
We're
Bye.
Going to have to move along quickly because we only have 20 minutes left and there's two more callers. So they'll have to...
All right.
I know, it's flown.
Do the ding on me, Jeannie.
We'll have to make this quick ones, okay?
All right.
So we've got area code 740. What is your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Yes, I'm calling from Ohio.
What was your name again?
I'll be right there.
Sorry,
name
I missed your name.
My name is Lauren.
Lauren.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Lori.
Oh, that's my daughter's
yes.
name. Lori.
Oh, good.
Lovely name. So, when's your birth month, Lori?
It is June.
June. Okay.
Oh, this month? Alrighty. June what?
15th. 65.
I didn't catch it.
How old are you now?
I am 49.
49.
Alrighty, and then what was the day? I didn't catch the day. I'm sorry.
The 15th.
Oh, all right. You just had yours last week. All right. Yes.
I know.
Yeah, my Lori had hers last week as well on the 13th.
Awesome. Cool.
It is.
Little Gemini.
My eldest son is on the 16th, so it's like you're the day before. But you're a two of diamonds. And you've also got a Jack of Spades as your planetary ruling card. And those are the two cards, your birth card and your planetary ruler, are the cards that follow you. I'll say follow you for life, all through your life.
Cool.
It's an indication of, you know, where you're going, what you want to do, what you want to be, all that good stuff. So what's coming up for your year here? You've got Mercury. You know, you're right in Mercury at the start of your year, and that goes, of course, on the 15th, and that goes clear into August. Okay, so then you've got Venus starts August 6th, and that goes through most of September. September 27th, you start your Mars time frame, and then November 18th, you start your Jupiter time frame, your blessed time, which is kind of nice because you've got your blessed time of the year through the holidays, which is kind of cool. You've got your Saturn time that starts January 10th, so after the new year, you get Saturn. The Uranian time frame for you starts March 3rd, 3-3, and then Neptune finishes up. Your year starts in April 24th, so it's like, yeah, this is, so you got your, like I say, you got your whole year here.
And let me see here. Let me get to the right, day, right time, right place here. And I want to say, and you said 49. Is that correct?
That's correct.
49th year. Okay, just turned 49. All right, young 49. Cool. Next year is that half a century mark. This year, you've got as your long range card, you've got the nine of spades. So that's one of those really, really finishing up some chapters or the stuff here for this year. What's your whole year and what your focus is going to be? It's the strongest indication of important endings for the whole entire year. It's like, you know, you could, you know, some of the possibilities, and I love this because it's just, you know, the possibilities or what may be coming up. You could end a line of work you've been doing for a long time, or you might have to do some health problems that cause you to make some major changes, either in lifestyle or habits. It's often associated with work and health problems, possibly disappointments, but it's only if we're unwilling to let go of the things or the peoples or the jobs, the habits that are ending for us. You know, think of Linus, and I know you'll know this little guy from the Peanuts column, you know, Linus and Snoopy group. It's like you're ready to let go of the security blanket. And so it's like, you know, don't let Lucy take it away from you. You know, it's like just release it and watch Lucy fall down, okay? But it's going to be a year of major completions. Whatever you're doing when you begin this year is likely to be over by the time of your next birthday. There is a possibility, you know, of course, ages and stages, you know, there could be a death in the family or someone you know or, you know, pets or something like that. Or it may be conditions that come up that affect your lifestyle in an important way. It's also a really strong indicator of spiritual work, and it could indicate a lot of success for you in the spiritual area this year. And that's, you know, applying universal principles is the key for that one. And it can mean letting go, again, of things that are passing away, you know, really broadening your life goals to include, you know, humanitarian work of some sort. And this, you know, all those are things that will help you realize that success, the success potential of that card. The key words, though, this is what I love about the long-range ones. And these are the things that you, like, you know, write down on your 3x5 index card, hang them on your bathroom mirror. But it's a year of major endings and completions in your life. It can be related to health problems, you know, work, death in the family, you know, dealing with different issues that might come up, you know, or possibly, it might not necessarily be deaths in your family, but it might be friends who are having to contend with that. So you might end up being the shoulder to cry on for people. Let's see here. My goodness, what else is going on for you? The challenge for you, you've got your Pluto card is an Eight of Diamonds, and the Result card is a Two of Hearts. So you've got the power to achieve what you want to achieve, you know, financially. If you're, you know, boy, there's going to be a lot of work with it, okay? Yeah, they're showing me like the garden, you know, like the hand spade in the garden. You don't get a rotor tiller if, you know, if you want to have that success, it's going to really cost you in terms of work. On the positive side, though, it's like the Result card being that Two of Hearts, you might find somebody in partnership, either with, you know, tied up with the finances, that might, you know, partner with you in finances, and it might make things a whole lot easier. Because if you try to go it by yourself, it's like it's going to be a lot more difficult, okay? Environmentally, the Environment card is the Queen of Clubs. So, again, this is the card of self-mastery in communications. And it's really being aware, like looking in the mirror this year and going, how do I communicate? And if I was in front of myself talking to myself, how would I take this? So it's going to be that kind of like internal examination, okay? The Displacement card is a Two of Spades. And again, the twos are about really wanting to be in partnership and, you know, really partnering with people. What I'm going to do here really quick is just kind of go through the rest of the cards for the year so, you know, at least you have those and we can, you know, maybe talk about those again at a later date. You've got a King of Hearts and a Seven of Spades in the Mercury time frame, which is what's happening right now. You go to Venus and there's a Three of Hearts and a Seven of Hearts. So you've got a lot of faith cards this year. You've got a Six of Spades and a Six of Clubs and a Five of Clubs together in Mars, the dealing with men. Some faded things and some restless energy there. Jupiter, your blessed time, you've got the Jack of Diamonds and the Five of Diamonds. Man, you got a lot of fives. A lot of creativity, and the finances in Jupiter are really a good thing. So it's like you may be having some new financial things coming your way. Saturn, you've got the Queen of Hearts and the Four of Clubs. So really looking for some stability, either in communications, can be work. That Queen of Hearts, Gave me the old nursery rhyme, the Queen of Hearts, she made some tarts. I'm in. Okay, I don't know what Summer's Day. But that's also known as like the marriage card, relationship card, something like that. So there may be some challenges in either, you know, relationship area this year. But you know, with all things, it's how you take it. Right, they're showing me the like a crossroads. You know, if there's been a car accident in the middle of the crossroads and there's people standing at the four different corners, it's a cop's nightmare because you're going to get four different perspectives of the same accident, okay? So it really depends on what angle you look at things and how you choose to handle it, okay? You've got to have a lot of free will there. The Uranian time frame, you've got a four of spades and a seven of clubs. Really, the four of spades is about work, and it's like that's a hard work card. But it's that seven of clubs is having, you know, again, having the faith. You got three sevens, man. This is that's a good year for sevens for you. But it's about having faith and holding on to things, holding on to things positively. It's like don't shoot yourself in your foot with your thoughts, okay? Keep your thoughts and actions and words and deeds very positive, and it's like it makes for a much more positive outcome. The Uranian time frame, let's see, okay, that was that, and then Neptune. Oh, my goodness, Neptune, you've actually got two cards in there. That's kind of unusual in itself. You've got the King of Spades and the Queen of Hearts again. So there's, you know, in the Neptune time frame where your hopes and dreams are, of course, it's going to be kind of, you know, like, it's going to be like, you know, the last 52 days, you know, like, it'll be May and June of next year. But there's going to be some opportunities arise where you're really going to be able to, you know, drive your own boat, you know, drive your own car. It's like, or, you know, captain of your own ship. It's like, you know, it's that destiny card of really, taking the bull by the horns and going, okay, we're going to do it this way. So wow. It's like, you know, so you've got some of that energy coming up. So, you know, right now you've got a lot of that, you know, you got a pretty good year. You've got some, you know, some ups and downs, a lot of stuff dealing with relationship, with communications, with some finances. You know, they're kind of paired together. So it's like one step at a time. You know, remember that Jack Canfield bit, you know, how you can drive across the whole country from, you know, New York to California in the dark with the just seeing 200 feet ahead in your headlights. It's like kind of like that. So just take one step at a time and don't give up.
Well, we're going to have to put Laurie back on hold because we're not going to get a chance to take this last caller. And it's going to have to be such a fast reading for this last one. So thank you for your call, Laurie. And best of luck.
Thank you.
And ring in again next year maybe, or next time that Kelly's on. Okay,
yeah,
thank you.
We'll do some further exploring because there's a lot to these. It's like I can easily spend like a couple hours going over different things that'll happen. So yeah, this is just what I call the Baskin Robbins chase.
Okay, so we're gonna bring on our last caller, 720 area code. It's gonna have to be a really fast reading.
Alrighty,
so please. Hello. What's your
All
name?
Right. Hello.
Hello.
You got on. Yay!
I got on.
What's your name?
Marilyn.
Marilyn, where are you calling from?
Aurora, Colorado.
Colorado.
Oh, right.
Lovely. And could you tell us what birth month you have and how old you are now, please?
My birth month is July. And
wow.
I am 40. I'm still 43 for a month.
Okay.
Okay. July.
We've got 7 minutes for this caller.
Okay. What's your July date?
I'm sorry, I'm July 10th.
July 10th, okay. All righty, you're a five of diamonds with a seven of clubs. This is, you came in with really restless energy all over. And that's some of the things that you deal with, I'm going to say, just on a day-to-day basis, is you have a lot of internal restless energy. This lifetime has been really about defining what your values are, what's important to you. You probably got a lot of your lessons have come through, you know, like finances, you know, material things. However, the always deeper bit though is what is really important to you. It's really making you define your terms, okay? And okay. And you're still 43, so you're just finishing up. Yeah, I was gonna say you've got the Jack of Spades, like right now. Jacks are highly creative, but there's also a cautionary, especially when it's in Neptune like this, is I always say, hang on to your purse, hang on to your backpack. It's a spiritual initiate card, which is the high sign of it, but on the flip side of it, it can be called the ripoff card, or it's like the card of the thief. So just be aware, you know, don't do things like, oh man, they popped that one in. It showed this lady, it's like they tied something to her bumper, and she started to drive away in the parking lot. She got out of her car, left her car running, ran around to the back, and this other guy came around, jumped in her car, shut the door, and drove her car off while she was sitting there. And they
wow.
just tied like some cans. So just be aware, if you're going to jump out of your car, shut the car off, take the keys with you, and go.
Yeah,
so
I live
really
in the city. I'm in that state of mind,
okay?
Thank goodness.
Yeah, okay, there you go. What I will say is you're coming up on your 44th, and I so want to talk to you on this one. I do some other shows on Blog Talk. It's like just, you know, look for me as like Casey or, you know, whatever. But let's see. Your 44th year is called the pre-birth year. Okay, so next month you're going to be starting that. You're going to have a two of spades for your whole year for that one. So it's like it's really going to be about, you know, about work, career, health, you know, those kind of things, and partnering with things with those things. Wow, you've got a strong, I'll just say you've got a strong year coming up, but it's also the 44th year being the pre-birth year, it's like before we're born. It's like those 9 months before we're born, we're kind of in a fog, you know, where, you know, you're growing inside mom type of stuff. But
exactly.
It's really, things are not clear. Things, you know, you're going to feel like you're walking through the forest in the mist and you just can't see very far. So it's, you know, you're going to keep plugging along. It's like, and like I said, you've got some good cards, you know, on your way there to help you. You've got like three coming up. You've got like three nines, which are, you know, completing things with relationship, completing things with finances and values. You've also got a couple sixes. You've got the card of fate, which is a six of spades, and also a six of diamonds. So it's about getting things together with finding out where you're at, I'll say karmically, balancing the scales, you know, that kind of stuff, and really finding out where your life path is taking you. Because by the 45th year, where you're going to be there, is your rebirth year, and you're going to be in a totally different space and place than you are right now. It's like just, you know, I mean, not
okay.
necessarily you're moving from Denver, but I mean just, you know, in your mind, internally, in your heart, in your mind, your soul, your spirit, all that stuff, you are going to be in a radically different place. You've also got, with that 45th year, you've got that card of transformation, the Magi card coming up. So it's like you've got a lot of things going to happen in the next couple of years, which are really exciting changes. You know, it's like change it up.
Well,
for the
that's
good.
What I'm calling because I'm in the forest. You know, I have a line of work, but nothing seems to be working. So
right. I understand that. Nothing seems to be getting me there.
So yes.
Oh, right.
We have 4 minutes left. That's all, Kelly.
Okay.
Okay.
I just,
so if you want to round up quickly,
it's like make the announcements first, and then I'll continue on here. Oh goodness. I will say, you know what? I don't know if you do Facebook. We have a Facebook group called Spiritual Learning Connection. So if you want to connect with us there, you know, we also do. You know, we have postings, you know, for the shows, and it's like, you know, it's a kind of a question and answer place type of thing. So it's like, you know, connect with us there. Or my only other place that I have is like I still haven't done a website, shame on me, but I have a phone number, and it's 719, which is Southern Colorado, 289-4907, right. So.
And you do have a website as well, don't you, which is...
No. I kind of do, but it's connected with my coffee. I do Organigold coffee, so it's like yes, it's a website, but it's for people who want to get healthy drinking, you know, healthy tea and coffee and hot chocolate and stuff. So yeah, so I don't precisely have a website. That's why I tell people, well, Facebook is probably the best place to get a hold of me. Or if you want to try the email, it's called slc.owen.btr@gmail.com. So yeah, so if you want to email me there, it's like. I can check. I check that out about once a week. I'm horrible with email. I will say that. It's like, you know, the best way to get a hold of me is call my number and leave a message.
I've got 2,000 unanswered ones.
No.
I need a secretary.
Yeah.
I've got 8,700. I will not judge you. Got 8,700 emails.
I wouldn't dare turn my computer on if I had that many. A day anyway.
I'm going to say the one they closed down on me was I got to over 20,000, and it's Yahoo gave up on me. So I just got an entirely new email.
I've been there.
That's bad. Oh.
So
anyway,
basically, I've got another year of going nowhere.
Going nowhere.
Not going nowhere. See, don't look at it like that. You've got a year of preparing. It's like this is your year to, I'll say, set the stones, you know, put your pathway stones. Get your stones set for your pathway because that's what you're doing. This is your prep year. This is absolutely, it's like it's not going nowhere at all. No, you're going to be going somewhere, all right, but you've got to do the preparation. You know, anytime you're going to be traveling, you know, you make sure you're packed right. You make sure you've got your tickets. You make sure you've got all your stuff. So this is your prep year. So be prepared. It's like, because otherwise, might be like what happened with me. My angelic group told me I was going to be moving. They gave me 6 months to pack. And I said, you guys are whack, man. It's like, where am I going to go? Well, what happened at the end of the 6 months was we had 3 days to make a choice, and we ended up moving. And then I was like, I was buying the house we were in, and I was stuck there for like back and forth for 6 months packing stuff up and getting stuff out of it. So, yes, they gave me the six-month warning, and I didn't heed it. So it's like, no, this is your prep year. They're giving you a heads up and going, get ready, because you're going to be moving somewhere. I mean, not physically, but it's like you're going to be moving forward. So
okay.
So, out, watch that little one called Keep the Robinsons, and it's called Keep Moving Forward, because it's going to be a forward-moving year. It sure is.
Okay, great.
Well, that's a lovely message for Marilyn there. So thank you for your call, Marilyn, and hope you call back again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, I will. All right.
Yeah. Next week we have Laura Pierrot. Am I pronouncing it correctly? Laura Pierrot.
I think so. Yeah, Pierrot. Yeah, something like that.
And she's going to be speaking the language of light. So that sounds absolutely riveting. But thank you so much for your wonderful show today, Kelly, and your wonderful readings. And I'll mention it on Facebook that if anybody wants to click on the link, that your archive is still active. Anybody who wants to listen to them again as well. And, and we've also got the Golden Healing Fountain page.
Thank you for having me. I have such a fun time when I'm here with you.
Thank you very much. I always enjoy it when you're here. Well, I'm going to play out with a song that I tried to play the other week. It's one of my new ones. It's called, it's not the one I was going to play. I'm going to play Touch the Divine, and we hope we did that at some point this evening. Okay, so thank you so much for your calls, everyone. Thank you to the people in the chat room and the people out there listening in. Thank you so much. Good night. God bless, and we love you. Okay. Thank you very much, Kelly, once again. Okay.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Goodbye, bless everybody.
I wanna dance, dance, dance.